The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Indeed, it is Bob Burney Live, and it is a Friday afternoon. That's why we can talk about basically anything you want to talk about on Fridays. We welcome calls from anywhere and everywhere, especially Owlsboro, Ohio. We've got Jack on the line. We ran out of time in the last segment. And, Jack, I've forgotten. Oh, you wanted to talk about daylight savings time.
All right.
Are you for it or against it?
I'm against daylight saving time.
Okay.
But I liked it when I was working for the railroad. When I lived in a little community on the Ohio River.
Yeah.
We were on daylight saving time at that time. So when I go to work at 11:30 to be there at 12, I was on that time in West Virginia.
Yeah.
But when I had to report to Kentucky, I left at 12:30 for a 12 o'clock job because they weren't on daylight saving time.
Okay. All right.
That's how I think I told you before. I think that's how I met my wife and was able to go to her graduation. We were on daylight saving time and she wasn't.
Okay.
So I was able. The same day and the same time, but I got to attend her graduation as well, and hear her valedictorian.
Wow! Your wife was valedictorian.
Oh yeah, I was 68 out of class of 65, but that's another story.
Well, I was farther down. My class was almost 1,000, so I was way down there.
Yeah.
They said
I was smart in marrying her.
What's that?
They said I was smart in marrying her.
And how long?
She's out of heaven with the Lord now. Sharon is. We would have been married 55 years this year.
Oh, my goodness. Joy and I will celebrate 50 next month.
God bless Joy.
A lot of people say that, Jack. A lot of people say
God bless Pastor Murray and his staff. And we're thankful for his show.
Well, thank you, Jack. You've been an encouragement and a blessing to me. I appreciate it.
And I've been to Truett Cathy's office in Chick-fil-A, and I'm sorry for what's happening to them.
I think Truett Cathy would be very sorry as well. I really do.
Yeah.
And
his church.
Yeah.
And his first restaurant, the Dwarf House.
Yeah. Well, yeah. His son, Dan, to my knowledge, still teaches 8th grade Sunday school class at his church. I wish I could get through to Dan. I can't. But I do have the personal contact information for the guy who runs their charity foundation, which is where all the controversy is about. And I've reached out to him now twice and asked him for a response. And I have literally begged him to change, to be at least influential in changing the policy. So I haven't heard from him yet. I hope I will, but we'll see. But it is sad.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, I got to go. Thanks so very much for calling. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Yeah. All right?
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. I love this audience. I do. Yeah, he's a local, you know. Of course, Penn State is tomorrow. Go Bucks. And then the next weekend, we play the team up north in their house. And in spite of the fact that the Michigan game will not be here, the folks over... Pardon me. Couldn't get my finger on the cough button quick enough, and I apologize. The folks at Ohio State have decided to drain Mirror Lake. This is, you know, over a week away. And they've decided to drain Mirror Lake as a precaution. Of course, it's been a tradition for several years for the night before the big game that the kids, you know, go crazy. They a lot of them drink and get drunk, and they jump into Mirror Lake, regardless of the weather and so forth. And I think it was, wasn't it in 2000? It was 2015. It's hard to believe it's been that long ago. But a young man by the name of Austin Singletary, 22 years old, died. The scene at the lake is so frenetic, so, you know, crazy, that people didn't even realize that he had jumped in. And I don't recall whether I don't remember the details, but I believe he drowned. And, of course, there's hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of kids around the lake, and nobody even knew he was dead. And it was really tragic. But as tragic as it was his decision. He was drinking. He was partying. And it was unbelievably tragic, but he suffered the consequences. And his parents sued the university. And I know they were heartbroken. I know. Why sue the university? What did Ohio State had signs everywhere. Don't go in the lake. The lake is closed. Don't go in the lake. They put up barricades. The kids took the barricades down. Ohio State had made announcement after announcement after announcement. We forbid you to jump in the lake. You can't jump in the lake. Don't jump in the lake. You could be prosecuted. It's illegal to jump in the lake. And yet they sued Ohio State for negligence. And Ohio State, 2 years ago, paid out nearly $500,000 to the family. And so now to keep kids from doing stupid things, every year now they drain the lake. Quote, the university did not admit any liability in the settlement and has agreed to install a family-donated bench honoring Singletary on campus. And again, I don't mean to in any way diminish how sad and how terrible that was. But $500,000. And by the way, again, the university did not admit any blame. Why would they? I think other than draining the lake, I think they had done everything they knew to do. And the kids took it upon themselves to disobey the rules. And sadly, one of the kids paid the ultimate price for that. But anyway, the lake has been drained. When we come back, well, I'm not sure what I'm going to get. A woman was stabbed brutally up in Cleveland Heights. I want to get to that story. I'm not going to talk politics, but I want to talk politician. And there is a difference. One of the front runners of the Democratic candidates for president has come out on his beliefs concerning the Bible. Yeah, I want you to hear that. We must take a break, and then we will be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I'm not going to play it now. I'll probably do it in the next segment after the bottom of the hour break. I have some unbelievable audio that you have to hear. I mean, you do. All of this impeachment stuff and so forth. I've got audio for you. You have to hear it. I'll play it for you probably shortly after the bottom of the hour break. Public service announcement. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has just issued a warning, and it's about romaine lettuce again. How can this happen? I mean, how many times has this happened with romaine lettuce? Here it is. And again, I'm serious. This is a public service announcement. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said romaine lettuce from the Salinas Valley, one of California's major agriculture regions, may be contaminated with a dangerous type of E. coli bacteria that has sickened 40 people in 16 states. Most romaine lettuce products are labeled with a harvest location showing where they were grown. Do not eat any. This is from the federal government. Do not eat any romaine lettuce from California's Salinas Valley. I would assume they'll get more specific with that as to where that lettuce has been distributed. But and I'm serious, and I know nothing about this. How can it be just romaine lettuce? This has happened how many times in the last two or three years? Anyway, I'm just passing that along. Folks, never, ever, ever put a Bible in the hand of a leftist. Don't ever put a Bible in the hand of a leftist. They will pervert it, destroy it. Pete Buttigieg, who is rising in the polls. I mean, just a few months ago, nobody gave this guy any chance whatsoever. And he is rising rapidly in the polls. And out of all of the Democrat presidential candidates, he is talking more about his faith. He's quoting scripture. He's talking about his faith. Yeah. He said in the debate, Wednesday? I don't know. Whenever the Democrat debate was that nobody watched. In the middle of the debate, he began to talk about his Christian faith again, and he said, quote, "I care about this because my faith teaches me that salvation has to do with how I make myself useful to those who have been excluded, marginalized, and cast aside and oppressed in society." Sorry, Mayor Pete, what you make yourself has nothing to do with your salvation. Nothing. He obviously believes in a works-oriented salvation. And then he goes on and says, the bottom line is as horrible as that choice is concerning abortion. That women, that family may seek spiritual guidance, they may seek medical guidance, but that decision isn't going to be made any better medically or morally because the government is dictating how that decision should be made. Well, the problem is the government makes life decisions all the time. The reason we have murder as a crime is because the government has determined it is wrong to take somebody else's life. But anyway, then he also said, there is no way the Bible should be understood literally. Yeah, that's what he said. And I'm quoting. This isn't from the Democrat debate. This is from an interview that he granted to Rolling Stone magazine a couple of days ago. Quote, Jesus speaks so often in hyperbole, in parable, in mysterious code, that in my experience, there's simply no way that a literal understanding of Scripture can fit into the Bible that I find in my hands. Please note the wording there. As you and I talk about all the time, In the theological world, the conservative said God is the ultimate authority. What he says is true. Whether we like it, whether we agree with it, if God said it, it is true. God is the ultimate authority. That's what a conservative believes theologically, but not a liberal. A liberal believes the only part of Scripture that is true are the parts that I think are true, or the parts that I like, or the parts that make me feel good. If I don't like it and it doesn't make me feel good, then I don't believe it. So man is the ultimate authority and not God. He went on to say, well, I think for a lot of us, certainly for me, any encounter with Scripture includes some process of sorting out what connects you with God versus what simply tells you about the morals of the time when it was written. For example, the proposition that you should execute your sister by stoning if she commits adultery. I don't believe that was right once upon a time, and then the New Testament came and it was gone. I believe it was always wrong. But it was considered right once, and that found its way into Scripture. Well, that does seem pretty harsh, the death penalty for adultery. But that was what God said in Old Testament times, and there was a reason for it. And if God said it, it's right. Now, is that consistent with what is taught in the New Testament? No, because in the New Testament, God presents himself primarily as a God of love and grace. In the Old Testament, God presents himself primarily as a God of justice. Same God, but because of Jesus, because of the cross, he presents himself in a completely different way. Mayor Pete has no clue whatsoever about how the Bible fits together. Neither does any liberal theologian. See, you pick and choose the parts that you like. And the parts that you like, you say, yeah, I like that. God must have meant that because I like it. But if I don't like it and it offends me and I don't feel good about it, well, then I'm not going to believe it. What does that make the Bible? It makes it empty and worthless. It makes the Bible dependent upon the whims and the feelings and the emotion of man. It strips the Bible of all authority and basically all purpose, and it just becomes another inspirational book that might guide and direct portions of our life. Like I said, never give a liberal a Bible. Unless you hope they'll read it and be changed. Oh, my goodness. There is no way the Bible should be understood literally, according to Mayor Pete. Talk about an illustration of the difference in worldviews. And again, folks, that's why you and I talk constantly about the importance of worldviews.